Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for September 5th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. As we head towards fall, I figured I would close out the summer and give you my final update. Let's see. I took another stab at ziplining through the trees. No microphone in hand this time. Camped at Hunter Mountain at the German Alps Festival. Checked out some castles in western New York. And now have enough zucchini from my garden to start my own zucchini festival. While I bring you today's news, see if you can find any good zucchini recipes to send me. According to the Center for Disease Control, antibiotic use sends people to the hospital 140,000 times each year from serious side effects and allergic reactions. The CDC said that antibiotics are overused in the United States, and doctors need to limit their use except when necessary. About 78% of the emergency visits were from allergic reactions, and another 22% were caused by errors or overdoses. According to a number of studies, half of the 100 million antibiotic prescriptions for respiratory infections are unnecessary, since most of these are from viruses which antibiotics have no effect on. You want to know why doctors keep prescribing these? Maybe because the drug companies spend about $1 billion a year promoting them. And talking about bad drug reactions, according to the Journal Proceedings of the Biological Sciences Society, birth control pills alter a woman's ability to sniff out a good mate. Most people do not realize that the body gives off aromatic molecules that indicate genetic compatibility between mates and that the aroma may be critical in the final decision process. The research shows that the best mates are those that have the opposite aromatic molecules than you, but women who use the pill are attracted to men of the same aromatic molecules. So now, besides increased cancer and stroke risk from using the pill, now you have to worry about spending the rest of your life with the wrong person? Talk about side effects. When we come back, we'll take a look at a new study on what Americans think of our healthcare system. And if you find that shocking, wait until you hear our story about electroconvulsive therapy.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
According to a Harris poll, more than 80% of Americans think the U.S. healthcare system needs a complete overhaul. Patients want better communication between their doctors, but the thing that they want most is more health information. Over 32% thought the entire system needed rebuilding, and 50% thought it required a fundamental change. I think we already have a good solution for what people want, the Health News Podcast. And the real shocking story of the day is one most of us probably have no ideas going on. We all have those images in our mind from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest of them putting the electrodes on and turning up the juice, electroconvulsive therapy. The basic procedure is to shock the unconscious patient so they have a seizure. The treatment is considered by many psychiatrists to be one of the most effective treatments for depression, especially for those people that antidepressants don't work. Wondering who would actually have this done? Well, as it turns out, the number of these procedures almost tripled in the last few years to about 100,000 a year. Talk about needing to revamp the healthcare system. This procedure should be the first for the revamping. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The adrenal glands, which release hormones like adrenaline and cortisol, change size throughout life. The glands are roughly the same size as the kidneys at birth and continue to shrink. In fact, By the time a person reaches old age, the glands are so small they can hardly be seen. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.